Okay, we're beginning a new sugya tonight, but in its predicate on some of the things that we spoke about in the past, there was one basic halacha that we've been discussing originally concerning Baal Minim, and then we quickly moved into the realm of matzah, and then we spoke about precious challah, and that is a requirement of lachem. There are many, many mitzvahs, but the Torah requires that in order for the mitzvah to be fulfilled, so the item involved must belong to you. You have to have bialas and the moments over the item. We find that, of course, first and foremost by the alminim, lukachtem lachem yom rishon. We find that by chala, arisei seichem, you're only obligated in chala if you own the dough in dinim ominous. The mitzvah matzah can only be performed with matzah that belongs to you, that is derived from chala. So those are the three examples of mitzvahs where lachem plays a prominent role. So with this background, comes Tosfos and starts the sugya off in Sukkah daf lamed hamed aleph with the following question. The bottom Torah says, "Asir lechem lechem." This was the source that there's a din of lechem by matzah. Even though it doesn't say explicitly the term matzah, but it does say the word lechem concerning matzah, and says the word lechem concerning challah. So just as challah, there's a din of lechem and risa seichem, so the matzah is a din of lechem. Tema asks Tosfos, "Prepare a kol shah the ein yotzin yudei matzah betevel." The Gemara Maseches Pesachim and Daf Lamed Hey tells us that one cannot be yotzei the mitzvah of matzah with matzah shel tevel. With matzah that comes from Pradus in Eretz Yisrael, great in Eretz Yisrael, that Trumas and Maizes have not been taken off of. So that's a given. That's a Mishnah. That's a Gemara. You can't be yotzei the mitzvah of matzah with matzah shel tevel. And how do you know that? What's the source for that din? B'dechsev, as it says, L'seichel av chametz shivis yom tochel av matzahs. The Torah puts together the mitzvah of achilas matzah with the prohibition of eating chametz to teach us the following. The only kind of matzah you can be yotzei with is only matzah that doesn't have any other iser connected to it, with the exception of chametz. Namely, if I have a dough, a regular chulin dough, so a chulin dough is subject to the iser of chametz. A chulin dough is not subject to any other iser. Tumas ma'aseh been taken off already. It's also mishabechilus tevel, and that's mufka from the parish of matzah. So kach demra halacha. That's the din. Teshuva explains to us that the only kind of matzah that's acceptable is a dough that doesn't have any other strings attached to it. If there are any other strings attached, such as a potential iser of tevel, so that's excluded from the mitzvah of achilas matzah. Ask Tosfos, what do you need such a lomdish roundabout to Rashi to tell me the matzah shel tevel is not acceptable? It's poshut. Matzah shel tevel is not acceptable. Typically, we should be in matzim shalachem, but tevel lachoshim lachem. Says to Isis, when you have grain, you have pradis, right, this role, that you haven't given the chumas nicest of yet, you don't own it. It's not you. It's not lachem. If it's not lachem, we just got finished saying this din of lachem by matzah. So Tosfos is not questioning the din, and I'd say with matzah shel tevel, that's a gift. That Tosfos knows that's a mishnah. But Tosfos questioning is why the necessity for the drasha? Why the necessity for a new drasha? Typically, I already know matzah shel tevel is no good. Typically, that's not called lachem. That's Tosfos' kasha. Now we have to flesh out Tosfos' kasha a little bit. Tosfos to flesh out the kasha a little bit because there are a few pieces of information that we don't know to be true. First of all, how do you know that tevel is not called lachem? It's my field. I planted the grain. I harvested the grain. I make the dough. I bake the matzah. Why is it not called lachem? Just because I haven't given shumas and maizes yet. Why is that the chisaron? Why is that a deficiency in lachem? So we have to first prove that piece of information before we can even begin to appreciate Tosfos' kasha. So Tosfos' kasha is working with already a preconceived notion that tevel is a chisaron. It's felt in lachem. It's a chisaron of lachem. And because it's a chisar of lachem, therefore it's a chisar of lachem, I already know matzah is no good, and why do I need a new pasuk for? Who told Tosfos that tevel is not called lachem? I would never have said that on my own. Mecha Tosfos, it's not mine. It's my field, it's my grain, my dough, my matzah. Why is it not lachem? So Tosfos didn't just make that assumption just in Velterein. Tosfos made that assumption based on a raya. The Baalei Tosfos very rarely said anything without rayas. The Baalei Tosfos were not just throwing out svaras, it's far from svaras. Every kasha Tosfos asks is a raya, is a gemara, is a this, a chazal, a diok, a nuance. Everything was grounded in rayas. So what was Tosfos' raya that That table is not called lachem. So that continues. The table of chashiv lachem, kidemucha chacha gabi esrog. Taisus brings a raya from the sugi of esrog shel tevel. Says Taisus, it's a milsa de pshita admaoid that you're not yaitze with esrog shel tevel. It's pasha that you're not yaitze with esrog shel tevel. And Taisus can only guess why you're not yaitze with esrog shel tevel. It must be because it's not called lachem, which is, of course, fuel for the fire, which is, of course, the engine that's driving the kasha by matzah. So Taisus sounds like they're good to go. Not yet. They still didn't show you that you're not yet with esrog shel tevel. They said it. Where's muchach v'shteik in sukkah? You can't be yet with esrog shel tevel. For the following. Yad kala pligi b'shav b'silel el b'dmai. V'shum d'iboy mafkele l'nichsev avi ani v'chazilei. Abatevel v'adai kulumodu. So Taisus got this premise, got this assumption that you can't be yetzer with tevel from a sugi that appears a little bit later on in Daflam and Hamid Beis. But the Gemara actually quotes a machlekes that Torah to Mishan and Bisilel. Could you be yetzer with an esek shel demai? What's demai? So we know the Gemara tells us that Yechon and Kohen Gadol sent a survey throughout the entire Jewish people to see who's separating tumas and maisers properly. And he got that mixed reviews of the survey. When it came to Trumas, just about everybody would be mafresh probably. Maestras weren't taking it serious. Why? Psychologically, because Truma is very is a bit of a kaddish. So people get scared. They think it's religious, you know, it's religious ritual law. They get very, very nervous about it. Maeser, there's no kedusha in Maeser Rishon. If there's a mitzvah to give it to the Levi, if you don't give it to the Levi, you're a ganav. It's the mamonis. So tragically, people don't always take mamonis as serious as they should. So Truma was this about that they were very concerned about. That the Olam was doing. Maeser, not so great. So comes the Gemara and says, it's not exactly true that everybody was being careless about Maeser. There were some people being careless about Maeser. A miut, not so many, a miut. Rei ma'asrinim. So they have 4 minutes Torah. You're allowed to rely on the Rav. But mid the Rabbanon, they made a special takana mid the Rabbanon that not such a good idea. We shouldn't rely on the rov. Midirabban, let's be chayshesh, and we'll insist that you meiser a second time around. So if you're purchasing the produce from a tamid chacham, from a chover, someone who's established as being an ish ne'eman, it's going to be certain, then there's no question. He tells you meiser, he meiser it. But if you're buying for Rav Oretz, Rav Oretz means, not so much as Ingen Ramis, Rav Oretz in Chazal means, he wasn't so makbid in mitzvahs, he was careless in mitzvah observance. So if you're buying from someone who's not muchzik to be a chaver, not muchzik to be someone who's accepted to have nemanus in halacha, so then although in a Torah, the odds are he probably did separate maisers, and it's okay, you can rely on rov. But the Rabbanan, there was a takanas chachamim, was instituted in the days of Yechon and Kohen Gadol called demai. That's the entire Masecht and Shaz. It is Rav built around that takana. So there's machlekes at Tanoim and Daflam and Hamid Beis. Can you be yaitu at an esrog shel demai? I went ahead and I bought an esrog for Namah Oretz Erev Sukkos, and I didn't separate trumas. I didn't separate Maizis, right? I knew what I was supposed to do. And I wake up this morning, Bachabu, can I use this for esrog or not? So Beishami says, no, you can't. Why can't you? How can Chalilach be Yaitse mitzvah of esrog if you didn't separate Trumas and Maizis yet? So since Midirabban on Yimuchuif to separate Maizis, so Midirabban it's called Tevel. And Beishami says, just as by Tevel Diraisi, it can't be Yaitse, so to by Tevel Dirabban, you can't be Yaitse. And Beisil responded to Beishami and said, no. By Tevel Diraisi, you're right, you can't be Yaitse. But by demai, you can be yaitzeh. You know why? Because demai, there's a kunz. You could potentially eat demai. Tevel, you can't eat until you're mafresh trumas and maisers. But demai, you could eat. How? If you were an oni. Because since the whole issue of demai is on a midrabanon, Chazal built in a kula into the takana by saying that if you're poor, then you can eat demai. Forget about esrog, forget about dalam minim. If you're a regular Tuesday, if you don't have enough money to support yourself, you can eat demai also. Why? If demai would have been an issue derai, so we're not going to lift an issue derai. But niem only derabon anyway. Say mamavim, mamuchazal lifted the issue. So Beisil will say that in theory you could be an ani. I have a millionaire. You could be mafko in chosim in 1 minute. You could turn into an ani. So since in theory you have the ability demai, you could be yaitse the mitzvah of dalaminim with demai. That's the view of Beisil. So the Kolyas Mishami Silos says Taisus was not going to be yaitzi with tevel. That was a given. If you have tevel vada, you have tevel deraisa, avada kliyam lepligi that you're not yaitzi. That's a given, says Taisus. How much like this was? What do you do with this tevel deraba? What do you do with this demai? So Mishami says we equate demai to real tevel, and because Mishami happens to hold that even aniim cannot eat demai. Chazal never built in that kula according to Mishami. And according to Beis Hillel, no, we can build in the kula that Aniyim can eat it, and the corollary of eating it is that therefore it could be eaten down in it. So says Tosfos, again, we're not learning the sugya of the Maim right now, says Tosfos. We don't really care right now about Esek Shel Tevel, but we can extrapolate from the Machlokes at the Tanoim that an Esek Shel Tevel for sure is no good. And why is it no good? So Tosfos can only think of one reason why it's no good. It must be because it's not called Lachem. What other thing could be wrong with an Esek Shel Tevel? What's that, Hodr? No, it's not Chos, it's Hodr. What could be wrong with it? What could possibly be the deficiency in Esek Shel Tevel? The answer is it must be that it's not Lachem. So you see from here, says Tosfos, that the Tevel is not called Lachem, because since the Ani, the Kayin, the Levi, has some Shaykhs or some Kheder to it, it's not full, I don't have full bias right through yet. I have to give part of it to the Kayin and the Levi. That's the Svelte of Lachem, that's the son of Lachem. If that's the case, says Tosfos, that Tevel is the Chisson of Lachem, it's the same Chisson like Gabi Matzah. If it's the same Chisson like Gabi Matzah, so then I should know on my own that a matzah shel tevel is no good. So why is the Gemara Pesachim bringing us a cup enough lamed hay with the drush of tevel? I say yotzah zesh yotzah zesh yotzah zesh yotzah zesh yotzah to explain to me how do you know that you can't be yed for matzah shel tevel? It's a simple, straightforward reason. It's not called lachem. So it took us 15 minutes to appreciate Taisus kasha. So Taisus had a first proof to us that tevel is not called lachem, and then they had to formulate the kasha. It's not called lachem that should be a chisar ben matzah also, and why the need for a special proof? The only way for Tosfos to prove to us that Tevel is not called Lachem is to show you that you can't be Yaitzim in Esek Shel Tevel, and it must be the only reason why you can't be Yaitzim in Esek Shel Tevel must be because of Lachem. So far, Tosfos' Kasha has been presented. So what's the Teretz? Tosfos' Gemalki Teretz. Tosfos says, Yeshlamu Delo Dami, Matzah Shel Tevel and Esek Shel Tevel are not the same. Tehati and Yochalotzis be Esek Shel Tevel, Tehavi kibo Esek de Shutfin, Sheyesh the kind of lady chaylak. That's nice. What do you mean an Esek Shel Tevel is not yours? Why is it mine? I planted it. Grew in my land. It's my esrog. Let's say I have 10 esrogim. I'm going to give some of them to the kind of lady. Why is it not my esrog? So that's nice. It's an Esek Shel Shutfin. Because in every piece of Tevel, the kind and the lady have a shtichel share to. If you grab an apple of Tevel, I'm going to eat most of that apple. 89% of an apple I'm going to eat. That's right. You're a buyer, but 89% of an apple. But 1/10 of an apple belongs to the lady. Belongs to the Kohen, if the Shef Truma is. So it's an apple, Shel Shutfin. So says Tosfos, every Esrik Shel Tevel is a din of Esrik HaShutfin. Could you be Yaitu than Esrik HaShutfin? No. Because the din is you have to own the Esrik with Chilav Yatzayif. If somebody else owns part of your esrog, you're not yaitzei. And that's the next reference to Gemara Bava Basra. You're talking about yaitzei and esrog hashutfin. The other Tosfos says the reason why an esrog shel tevel is possible. Taka is possible. Tosfos is right from the Bible is good right. Esrog shel tevel is not possible in the Torah because it's dinu k'esrog hashutfin. So there's one small part of the esrog. It's not mine. I'm not yaitzei. But says by matzah, we skip to the other day. It says Tosfos the top line to the end of the first line of Agavi matzah kishachom imed a kamazesim. Says Tosfos, when it comes to matzah shel tevel is matzah shutfin, 100%. So I have a piece of matzah on the table. How much of this matzah do I own? 89%. How much does the kind of lady own? Total 11%. If I only eat a kezayis and matzah, it turns out, do the math, I only ate 89% of a kezayis, I'm not yet. But if I eat 5 kezayisim, so then I ate 89% of matzah that belongs to me. So I ate 3.9 kezayisim. It's more than a shia. It's more than enough. So now you have to give out different size charts, different cards. They send you in the mail from the yeshivas how to measure your matzah. So for a regular guy whose matzah belongs to him, he has to simply put it down on the chart, and a kezayis is a kezayis. But for the fellow who's using matzah shel tevel or matzah shutfin, you have to use a much, much bigger card. Because you have to first do the math and figure out how much of this matzah do you really own and how much does it belong to the other shutfin. And once you figure out the percentage of how much matzah you own, then you have to do the ratios. Got to get a PhD in math over here. Then figure out how much practical matzah do I have to consume so that I get a kezayis worth of matzah that's shali, that belongs to me, that's not influenced by the shutfin shabbat. But it can be done. So there's nothing intrinsically preventing you from being yaitzei in the mitzvah matzah shel shutfin. There's nothing intrinsically preventing from being yaitzei matzah shel tevel. So therefore, the Gemara Tzachim B'Flamidei had to come up with a pasuk and say, you know what? Hold the phone. Matzah shel tevel is possible for another reason. Not al tshutzus. Tshutzus problem I could have easily gotten around by eating just getting onto the value of the matzah. But the discussion is a cost of that matzah shel tevel is no good because yotzah zeshe isu b'shubat techel tevel. That means it says nishkin chavtze matzah. It's like matzah that wasn't made. It's like matzah made out of rice. There's a pagam, there's a psul yotzah mechavtze. So every crumb, every ounce, every mash, every bite of this matzah is nishkin chavtze matzah. So not yet. That's why I need the pasuk. So this Tosis is loaded. Only five lines of Tosis you read. It says loaded with chidushi dinim on deraisas, one after another after another. So we basically want to sum up this Tosis. We have three nakudas that emanate from this Tosis. There are three premises of this Tosis. Two that formulated the question, and one that formulates the answer. The two premises that formulated the question, premise number one is that you can't be yaitse with esrik shel tevel. It's chayfilayav. If those facts are not true, then the whole question didn't get off the ground. So that's like a given. That must be true in order for Tosis Kasha to be formulated. Esrik shel tevel is absolutely possible. No questions about it. That's premise number one. And Ora Tosis proved it. From the sugya of esrik shel demai. Sounds like that was a pretty ironclad raya. But Shambi is still fighting about demai, implying that esrik shel tevel is for sure no good. So again, premise number one is esrik shel tevel is no good. Premise number two, the only reason why esrik shel tevel is no good is because it's the chisson of lachem. And the corollary of premise number two is, therefore, we can now formulate the question, hey, wait a second. If lachem disqualifies esrik shel tevel, let lachem disqualify matzah shel tevel. That's premise number two. That it's absolute chayt v'lo yavar, that the reason, the only reason, hakonia, there is no other reason available for us to disqualify an esrik shel tevel, only because of the chisson of lachem, and therefore it's that chisson of lachem that should spill over to matzah, which bolsters with strength and tells us kasha. So we have so far two premises that make up the kasha. Esrik shel tevel is possible. Premise number two is the only reason esrik shel tevel is possible is because of lachem. Premise number three is what makes up the teretz. Yes, it's true, tevel is a chisson of lachem, but not shot that I don't own the tevel altogether. It's not like stolen tevel, not like borrowed tevel. That's not the, like a borrowed esrog, a stolen esrog. That's not the shot. It's not lochem, but it's not totally not lochem. It's shoshutfin. And once Tosfos created this new category called tevel equals shutfis, then they're able to part ways between esrog and matzah. Because of the unique status that matzah shall tevel and esrog shel tevel falls right in between the cracks. It's not totally yours. On the other hand, it's not stolen or borrowed. It's the halachic category of shutfis. That enables us to part ways and say, vis-a-vis esrog, once there's a shutf in your esrog, so you're not yaitz, because that's like not having a complete esrog. That's like a chaser is possible. Having one piece of esrog that's not yours is no good. When it comes to matzah, no big deal. If you eat it kizayis, you're in trouble. Just hike it up a little bit, up the ante, eat a few more bites of matzah, and you'll be able to, what you're lacking in terms of the original kizayis, you'll make up with multiple kizayis.
Question?
Those are three premises.
Could you challenge premise two and say maybe that's not the only reason? Maybe it's a mitzvah bar avera?
So not only are we going to challenge premise two, we're going to challenge premise one, two, and three. We're going to show that this tesis mitchila v'yatzayif, notwithstanding the hailing of Aliyah Tosfos, they're Rishonim who part ways with every single Nakuda along the way of Tosfos. So this Tosfos is a short Tosfos, just four or five lines. And again, the whole Tosfos is not the Esker Kasha Ladina. Tosfos does not have anything up their sleeve to try to change the halacha. Tosfos knows that at the end of the day, you can't be Yaitse with Matzah Shel Tevel. Tosfos knows that. But the only reason why you can't is because of the Gzeres HaKosov. Tosfos Yeske is why you need the Gzeres HaKosov. Why does the Tosha Bapeh have to bend over backwards in Darshan Pasuk to disqualify Matzah Shel Tevel? Typically, that's not Lachem. That's the thrust of Tosfos Kasha. Let's see if we can take Tosfos apart piece by piece, line by line, premise by premise. The first premise of Tosfos is that it's obvious that Esrik Shel Tevel is no good. What was the Raya? The Raya was from Laman Hammond Bays that Esrik shall demai may or may not be good depending on what you think about Bisham Tzilil. Demai is no good, but Tevel is zicher a problem. Tevel is a disaster. Not an ironclad Raya. Not all an ironclad Raya. If you take a look at the Mishnah and Daf Lamed Daled Amud Beis in Sukkah, the Mishnah rattles off every single possibility of a Pasul Esrog, or at least we think every single possibility. Let's read the Mishnah. Lamed Daled Amud Beis. Bottom Mishnah. Bottom two Mishnah. I said bottom Mishnah. Esrog HaGozel. That's for sure no good. Salachem. It's a bear. Ha'yovesh. Not a hoder, not a hider. We all know that already. Vishal Hashera, Yishal Hashera, because he met the Shiur, other reasons. Shal Yerni Dachas, apostle, also the same reasons. Those are easy. Shal Orla, why is Orla no good? That was a little bit trickier. Maybe it's just Mechshira, maybe it's Yisrael, or not Shaloi. Different reasons, but apostle. Shal Truma Temeya, apostle. If you have an Esreg of Truma Temeya, it's also apostle. Why is it apostle? So the reason why it's puzzle is probably part of the same reason why Orla is puzzle, because it's not really Achila Truma Temeya, maybe it's Tom Serefux, or Simech Bashure, whatever you thought. What about Esrog Shel Orla, going back to some of the Shiurim from weeks and months ago, are probably the same reason for Truma Temeya. Then the Mishnah starts talking about Truma Tahora, which is not so terrible. And then the Mishnah starts talking about Demai, and then it talks about Maisa Sheni Bishalayim. And then it starts talking about other kind of physical defects in the Esrog. There is a problem with this Mishnah. The Mishnah is trying to cover itself on all bases. It's speaking about the physical defects of Esrog. It's talking about the halachic problems of an Esrog. It's talking about the strange machosa surahs that can sometimes evolve in an Esrog. There is something glaring from the list that's not there. And what is the glaring of Esrog? Okay. What's missing? Doesn't say a word, but Esrog Shel Tevel. Mishnah doesn't say it. Mishnah doesn't say a word that Esrog Shel Tevel is possible. The Mishnah knew how to talk about every other possibility. I'd ask you, what are the odds of getting an Esrog Shel Asher or Shel Yerni Dachas? What do you think the last person that a Shav and Yerni Dachas Esrog? And Esrog Shel Tevel happens every year. It says on your box of Esrog, very often it says, who for sure was a Miserus? So an Esrog Shel Tevel is a real live Shiloh. The other Shilohs are very, very theoretical, very abstract. How come the Mishnah doesn't say Esrog Shel Tevel is possible? The problem, probably Tosfos would respond, it's Muvan Me'elav. Because the Mishnah talks about Esrog Shel Demai, and Esrog Shel Demai Beisham is possible, and Beisilva only matches, they imply, obviously Esrog Shel Tevel is a pass over the textual nuance. Hey, wait a second. How come Esrog Shel Tevel is missing from the list? But the Ramban didn't gloss over it. The Ramban says, you know why Esrog Shel Tevel isn't on the list? This is not true. Because an Esrog Shel Tevel is kosher. Why is it not kosher? What is wrong with an Esrog Shel Tevel? Tell me what is wrong. What could possibly be wrong with Esrog Shel Tevel? We don't know yet the answer to that question. What's wrong, says Ramban? Everything's kosher, proven puzzle. There's no problem. There's no psul to it whatsoever. Why is it not called Lachem? Says Ramban, that's not true. Wasn't that, it's my Esrog. Grew in my tree. Grew in my field. Wasn't that Lachem? So the Ramban says, forget it. The Mishnah is Befeirish. It's Befeirish from it not being quoted. Esrog Shel Tevel is good. So, of course, what does the Ramban have to explain? What's the Mishnah drain that's a cup talking about Esrog Shel Demai for? If Mardach Esrog Shel Tevel's kosher, what's the problem with Esrog Shel Demai? Says the Ramban, you misunderstood the word Shel Demai. Demai didn't mean that I have an Esrog that I didn't separate from the Ma'aseh from. That's not the Esrog Shel Demai of the Mishnah. The Esrog Shel Demai is a continuation of the last statement, Truma Temeya. If you have Truma Temeya, that's no good, for sure no good. Not Rav Lachila, it's not Lachem, it's because you have to shur, it's on Sreif, for whatever reasons, Truma Temeya is no good. Then the Tanoim talk about, what if it's not Truma Temeya of real Truma D'Araisa? What if it's only Truma Shel Demai? Something which is only a derabbanan to truma anyway. So, Shammai says, "I'm sorry, called derabbanan came there." I said, "Same way that shel truma temeya is psula, so to demai of truma temeya is psula." And that's what Beisilva parted ways with Shammai. You know, because Beisilva said, "The fact that you're not allowed to eat truma temeya of demai is only a derabbanan, because the whole demai was only a derabbanan. I mean, I thought it was already hufresh. I thought you can rove baser nay. You can assume that it was near hufresh." So the whole requirement to separate the truma was only a derabbanan anyway. So the fact that it became tummy and now you're not allowed to eat truma tomato, that's not just a deraisa. It's not just a derabbanan. It's not really truma minat Torah. Yes, my shemayim said, "I know what you're talking about. This is chulin gemurin." Achiram lahatus, you follow Rav. Says the Ramban, the machlokes b'sham b'sila was not talking about tevel. It wasn't talking about demai that wasn't hufrosh. It's talking about demai that you were mafresh truma from, and then you subsequently had run into a problem, became tummy, and now you want a rabbi. Can I use it for esrog? So b'shami says no. And b'sila says yes. You know why? Because b'sila said machilas aniyim demai. Aniyim are allowed to violate all the dinim of demai. Not only are aniyim allowed to violate the din of eating demai before it was hufrosh, they're allowed to violate the din of truma tamei or shel demai also, because even though truma tamei shel demai is also b'achila, it's only also b'derabanan, because it's not even truma in the Torah. It's only also b'derabanan. Therefore, they lifted that as a derabanan for aniyim. So it says the Ramban, when the Mishnah speaks about demai, demai was a continuation of the last line. It was the next part of the Truma Temeya story. It wasn't talking about regular demai that wasn't hufrosh yet. It's the Truma Temeya shel demai that the Mishnah is talking about. So there's one technical issue with the Ramban's pshat. The Ramban is well aware of. Rabbi said, when I introduced to you the Takon of demai a few minutes ago, I said that the Takon was you have to separate Meiser. Because Rova Me'arz Ma'asim, but Mi'ach Ein Ma'asim. Truma, they were all Meiser. Truma, they all were Ma'afrish. Who has Truma Shel Demai in the world? There's no such thing called Truma Shel Demai. It doesn't exist because you don't have to separate Truma. Says Ramban, nah, it's not Truma Shel Demai. Just add a word. It's Truma's Meiser Shel Demai. The Ami Aretz were not separating Meiser. And since they weren't separating Meiser, then by definition, they weren't separating Truma's Meiser either. Truma's Meiser goes to the it's 1/10 of the Meiser. Meiser ben Meiser. The Torah speaks about the Pashas Kerech. Truma's Meiser has cold dunya Torah. It's like Truma. If it becomes Tommy, it's Nisa Gomer. It's Nisa Didit. Meiser betum you're allowed to eat. But Truma, you're not allowed to eat Truma. Truma's Meiser betum you're not allowed to eat. So Nisa Derais to eat Truma Tumeya. To eat Truma's Meiser Tumeya. Says the Ramban, when the Mishnah speaks about Esrog Shel Demai, it means the Esrog of Truma's Meiser Shel Demai. That's what the Mishnah is talking about. But real life demai that and nothing hufresh from it. So well, what's the problem? You can be yetzei with tefil. Why can't be yetzei with demai? Why not? That wasn't even subject to machlokes b'sham b'sila. You can be yetzei with tefil derais. So what's the problem? So when all the dust settles, the raya of Tosfos, the first premise of Tosfos that got this entire kasha off the ground, So the Ramban said the first premise is not correct. The Ramban said there is no such halacha, never was, never is such a din. You're allowed to be yaitzeh l'chad chiva with tevil. Absolutely nothing will be yaitzeh esu shel tevil. Machlokes Tosfos in the Ramban, major machlokes. Do you have any raya's besides this Gemara about Demai, besides the Mishnah? Again, the simple reading of the Mishnah tends to be part of the Mishnah. The simple reading of the Mishnah for the fact that Tevel is not mentioned seems to support the Ramban. But the simple reading of the word Demai seems to support Tosfos. So you have two textual raya's, one tugging in the direction of Tosfos, one tugging in the direction of the Ramban. So we can't bring a raya brewer from the Lashon and Mishnah. They are fascinating, I don't know if you want to call it a raya, call it a make-believe raya. And if I'm not mistaken, in one of the Bar Kokhba letters, Bar Kokhba's troops, they were tucked away in Beitar, so they couldn't get an Esra, they couldn't get a Sereigim for Sukkot. So there was a message that was sent to some people to try to get to them a Sereigim. And apparently, I didn't read the letter, but apparently in one of the letters it says that when you send us the Esrogim, please make sure to remember to take off Trumas and Maisers properly before you send us the Esrogim. The state in the Bakurk letters. Well, sounds like a riot for Tosfos. You're not Yotze with Tevil. What would the Ramban say? The Ramban didn't read the Bakurk letters. What would the Ramban say? Mustafa the Ramban would say, we all know that what do people do with their Esrogim after Sukkot? They eat them. You turn it with esrog jelly, the jam, the esrog liquor. So of course the esrog will be eaten. So you're right. Right now you don't have to separate two semaises, but Bar Kochba and his chaver, they were nervous. Don't send us these esrogim shel tevel. No one's going to remember that they have to sukkahs to be mafreshim semaises. So make sure they're not tevel. So along the Shevach Leikis, Taisin Rabban, why were Bar Kochba men interested in Chum Sivaisa being separated? Was to enable them to be yaitzi the mitzvah of the aluminium. That's Taisa Shita. Otherwise, it's felt in Lachem. According to Rabban, what kind of man? Cornish and Gorsh, that's a Lachem problem. That's not a Shut for that. True? It was just because of Kashra Sisha. They didn't want to have Tevil lying around. They wanted to be able to eat the Esregim freely after that. So premise number one of Taisis is highly controversial, debated by the Rabban. What was the second premise of Taisis? Even Zalzayin, even when given to Taisis' textual raya, an Esther Shal Tevel is possible. Taisis said the only reason why it's possible is because of Lochem. And therefore, that spills over to Matzah. That was Taisis' presentation. So let's take a look and see whether everybody agrees to that or not. So if we take a look on that Lamed Hamid Beis, the Gemara talks about Shel Demai. So it's a little bit before, halfway down the page. First word of the line is Mammon. The third down. First word of the line is Mammon. So the other line is Shel Demai. So the Mishnah says that Beis Hillel's view is you could be Yitzhak with Demai. My time is the Beis Hillel. Why does Beis Hillel permit to be Yitzhak with Demai? The Gemara says, how could it be? Answer the Gemara, can't be the boy Maftal and Nechsei. Since you can be Maftal and Nechasim, the Ani can become a poor person, the Chazilei, and therefore it's okay. The Gemara asked my time with the Beis Hillel. The Gemara had problems with Beis Hillel. The Gemara had an issue with Beis Hillel. There was something bothering us about what Beis Hillel said. What was my time with the Beis Hillel? What was bothering us? Our Natiya was, our first impression was, you should not be able to be, I'd say, with the Mai. So let's take a look at Rashi, why not? So my time out of the Beis Hillel, Rashi is down a little bit further on. First word line is Me'usarin. Says Rashi, my time out of the Beis Hillel, ha'leis ba'heter achila. If two, you can't eat it. If ain't ba'heter achila, and therefore you can't be, I'd say. So before the Gemara was Mechadesh, no, it hasn't had to be achila, because an ani is allowed to eat it, and immediately can be mafkei nechosim. The Gemara thought that Demai was no good. The starting point, the Havamin of the Gemara, the Kasha of the Gemara was assuming Demai is no good. Because Ein Behet Terechima. And what's so terrible in Esrog She'Ein Behet Terechima? So now we have to skip backwards to Naflam and Hamid Aleph. The Gemara said that Orla is no good because of Ein Behet Terechima. Let's take a look at another Rashi. So Rashi says, Terechila, the Rashi, the first word to learn is Rashi's Loshon Dira. About a third of the way down the page. First one line is Lashon Dira. Mish'ein b'het terechila, says Rashi, v'rachamana amal lachem, haroi lachem b'chol darchi ana osoi. Says Rashi, that the chisaron of ein b'het terechila, that's a chisaron of lachem. Something that you can't eat, how can you say I own it? Lachem conjures up a certain image of being able to do whatever you want with it. If there are certain limitations, your hands are tied, you have no right to eat this item, the halacha, your idea doesn't permit you to eat this item. This is nish lachem. Rachmanam lachem, aroy lachem, v'chol dachen osa. That's the definition of lachem. If you look up in Halachapedia, the word lachem means aroy lachem, v'chol dachen osa. That's Rashi's trap. So if you put together the Rashi, Rashi and Hamid Aleph and the Rashi and Hamid Beis. What's emanating from the sugya is that Tevel, which Rashi called Ein Behet Rechila, is the same as Orla, Ein Behet Rechila, and those are chesreinus of Lochem. So we have Yevatzinu Chavel Taisus. We find someone who's telling us that Tevel is a chesrein of Lochem. So not bad. We sound like we're not so bad. We discovered somebody who said, we put together the two Rashis, that Tevel is taka no good, Rashi holds, and Sraman, Tevel is taka no good for Dalaminim. And the reason why it's no good for Dalaminim is because Ein Behet Rechila, and Het Rechila is the deficiency of Lachem. So that seems to strengthen Tosfos' question. Because once we've discovered that whenever it's Tevel, it's not Lochem. So that's exactly what Tosfos Kashrus. So then Matzah Shel Tevel is also not Lochem. And we know there's a din of Lochem in Matzah. We learned that from Challah. So then why Why do you need a pasuk to tell me that it can't be yaitzi with matzah shel tevel? Tevel like not called lachem. So Tosfos sounds like they're in good shape right now. However, we have to be intellectually honest, and the Rishon would disagree. Rashi, the Rambam Perushim Mishnayos. Those who have Gemaras with the Perushim Mishnayos, could I have to take a look? Perushim Mishnayos. Most Gemaras is printed between the Rosh and the Marsha, but some Gemaras the style is a little bit different. Those who have it after the Rosh before the Marsha. It's the Divrei Maschil Esr Gagoz by Yovish Posel. It's in the third parak. Divrei Maschil Esr Gagoz by Yovish Posel. Emes Orla Uchuma Tumeya in Chadvar Matun Sreifa. Which is Abbas Run. You can't be yaitz with Orla Uchuma Tumeya because you have to discard. You have to burn. You can't eat it. Well, the Fikichu Posel. You want to know why Orla and Uchuma Tumeya are Posel? Listen to the reason why, says the Rambam. L'maymar Hashem Yisbarach pri the elu einan ruuyim lechila b'shum ponim. What word did the Rambam say? What word did Ram not say? Ram said, you want to know why these foods that are off limits to be eaten can't be used for esrei? Because it has to be a fruit. The word pri doesn't just mean something that grows on a tree. Pri means an edible fruit. If it's not edible, it's not called a pri. You wouldn't call something poisonous that's growing on a bush somewhere a pri. Pri has the connotation, pri aroi l'achila. And therefore, eser shel orla is no good, eser shel tumei is no good. Whenever there's ein bo heter achila, it's not called a pri. What did the Rambam not say, by the way? He did not say lochem. He didn't say a word about lochem. According to the Rambam, it's very possible that an eser shel tevel is possible. Tosfos' first premise may be correct. An Esrog Shel Tevel may be exactly like an Esrog Shel Orla. Maybe exactly like Esrog Shel Tshuma Tumeya. It's possible because you can't eat it, but it has nothing to do with Lachem. It's not a din klali of Lachem. It's a din prati of Dalaminim because it's a din pri. If that's the case, then the comparison, the extrapolation to Matzah is meaningless. If the Rambam's right that din also be achila does not necessarily mean it's a chisorn of Lachem, it means it's not called a pri, so then the kasha, the formulation of kasha, Tosfos kasha is b'chol not correct. Tosfos is asking, obazoy can be I'd say with esrog shel tevel, with dinam you can be yaitzei with matzah shel tevel. So Tosfos drew an equation on the board between esrog versus matzah. Tevel, then yizicha can be yaitzei matzah shel tevel, and therefore what do I need a pasuk for? According to the Rambam Perushim Mishnayos, that premise is not correct. Esrog b'chol matzah b'chol. Esrog is a chisorin of pri, matzah is odin a pri. And therefore, matzah is tevel because of the hay. What's wrong? So this Rambam and Perushim Mishnah is undermines the second premise of Tosfos. Remember, we start off by saying Tosfos has three premises: two to the kasha, one to the teretz. So premise number one of the kasha was esrog shel tevel is no good, no ands, ifs, and buts. Esrog shel tevel is pasul gam, raya from demai. Ramban not so sure if that's true. Ramban rejected. Okay, one down. Premise number two, not only is it possible, says Tosfos, not only did I prove it's possible, I'll prove to you why the Esrog Shel Tevel is possible. Because of Lachem. And that same, this, the same deficiency of Lachem should spill over to Matzah. Not so sure. The Rambam doesn't say that's why it's possible. The Rambam agrees it's possible, but not, that's not the reason why. And therefore, you have no way to compare, no reason in the world to compare Esrog to Matzah. So the two premises of Tosfos that went into formulating the question, each one of them is questionable. I'm not saying they're wrong, but the first premise of Tosfos Kasha is debated by the Ramban. The second premise of Tosfos Kasha is debated by the Rambam. But Zolzayin and Niach given to David Gabali and Tosfos, they formulated the Kasha. What's the teretz of the Gabali and Tosfos? The teretz is that, yeah, it's a chisod of Lachem, 100% of Lachem, it's a problem of Lachem. But what? It's not your classic lachem that it's not yours entirely. It's not like an esrog hagozel, an esrog hashol. No, no. It grew in your tree, in your orchard. It's your esrog. Except there's a little bit of a problem. There's some guy who's got a share in this esrog. His name is Mr. Cohn. And there's another guy who's got another share. His name is Mr. Levy. And between their 11% of share in this Esrog, turns out, I don't own the entire 100% Esrog. So there are parts of this Esrog that are blocked off that belong to other people. That's like an Esrog chaser, a missing part of the Esrog. Part of the Esrog is not created. What's the difference whether somebody took a bite out of my Esrog? It's not. It's chaser. What's the difference whether part of the Esrog is not lachem? It's also not b'shlei musay. The entire Esrog from top to bottom has to be lachem. So Tosfos just said that the chisan of lachem is not regular deficiency of lachem. It's lachem because it's moment of shutfit. And that enabled Tosfos to draw a distinction between esrog versus matzah. Esrog, you could parcel. Because even one shia, one masha, one iota of the esrog belongs to Pliny. That's an esrog, not lachem, b'shem. Matzah? Whatever you're missing in terms of the 11%, add on a few more bites of matzah, you'll be good to go. Which Rishon Rabbi said would never say such a thing? Which Rishon said that Tevil is not lachem, all right? Not because it's shutfit. It's not lachem because it's 100% not lachem. Who said that? Rabbi said Rashi. Because Rashi said, I'm on him with Beis, when the Gemara asked the Kasha, my time is to Beis Hillel. So the Gemara couldn't believe what Beis Hillel said. The Gemara questioned this, how dare can rather be still be Masha? The Bible, my time to be Silo. So Rashi at the spot comes forward and he says, Halais Behetar Achila. And we know what Lais Behetar Achila means, what it means that I'm an Aleph. That means Ain by Din, it's not called yours. As Rashi said, Rachman al Machem, Arad Lachem, Chodachin, Osai. Whenever I don't have a Behetar Achila on this item, the game's over. It's like stolen goods, it's like a Bar Esrog. It's not that 11% of it is not lachem. 100% of it chilav etzayv is not lachem. Whatever is off limits for achila is not called lachem, says Rashi. And tevel and amadein, Rashi says tevel is also divine, not. But tevel, yeah. So Tosfos' teretz is undermined by Rashi. Rashi agreed to Tosfos so close. Probably Tosfos is so close. The Elta Zeta Rashi is so close. He's almost helping out his Zeta Klach. That Rashi agrees tevel is no good. For Esrog. And Rashi agrees it's the chisan of Lachem. But Rashi formulates the chisan of Lachem as being part of the din of Heter Achila, which is a chisan that permeates the entire Esrog, and therefore, by definition, it permeates the entire matzah as well. So Tosfos' teretz, it's the end on a few more bites of matzah, is Gornish Gelfin, because the entire matzah, the chilav etzayv, is not yours. The Rashi will disqualify Tosfos' teretz. Just as an aside, how could the Ramban say that the Truma is okay and the Teva is okay? Lamai is the same Heter Achila, right? Isn't there a din of Ein Bo Heter Achila? Ramban say Teva is good, so the Ramban says no. Teva is called Yesh Bo Heter Achila. You know how? Not for sure. Lamai is the same Heter Achila. Or is Ein Bo Heter Achila. Truma Tamei is Ein Bo Heter Achila. Because once it's Orla, it's done, finished. Those fruit are finished for life. There's nothing you can ever do. The next batch of fruit that grows for 3 years, with this fruit that are Orla, also the Orla. Tomatoes plus is also the Orla. Tevel, you have to show the mice. So when all the dust settles, the Baliyat Tosis had this Gevaldik Akash, Merdik Akash, Nerva Ayam. But there are two premises that went into the Kasha. One was debated by the Ramban, one was debated by the Rambam. And the teretz that Tosfos presented, Naniach, it's a chisan of Lachem, is debated by Rashi. But it's not. We spent 45 minutes, we didn't ask a kash on Tosfos. We're just trying to understand the Tosfos in light of other approaches in Rishonim, how other Rishonim read into the premises of Tosfos. But Tosfos doesn't stop here. Tosfos gives you a right. Tosfos, I'm going to prove to you that we're correct, that how you say it is right. The Tevel has a status of Momen HaShutfin. And therefore, we can part ways between Esrog and Matzah. Esrog is no good. Matzah would have been good if not for Xerxes Akoso. But Pi Karon would have been okay because we would have just insisted on eating a little bit more. And says Tosfos. And that explains the following phenomenon. Says Tosfos. Let's look back now in the Daf Lamed Hamud Beis. Second line of the Tosfos, middle of the Tosfos, top of Tosfos, but the end of the line, high timer. Based on what we just explained now, they just add a few more bites, a few more kezesim, and you'll make up what you're missing, the 11% of shutvis. I mean, high time in Ami Nicha, the Isa shall tevel chayevet b'chala. I take grain that grows in Eretz Yisrael, and I don't separate them as mises. I turn it into flour, knead it into dough, bake it into bread. The Tosfos is a raya from Yerushalmi, in Maseches Demai, that I still have to separate chala. Just because it happens to be tevel, that's not a paita from Mefarshes Chala. I have to separate Terumas HaDayishus, and I have to also separate Challah. But the fact that it's Tevel, that's not a point there from a first Challah. Tosis is a little bit of a complicated raya from a Braisa quoted in Rishami, but Lamais, at the end of the day, Tosis is pretty convinced that just because a dough is Tevel, that is not a point there from a first Challah. So let's skip down a little bit into Tosis. Below Patrin and Leila, the first one is Gedoyla. For Leila Patrin, let me dechsiv a Risei Seichem. Why is a Isa Shel Tevel Chayeves Min Chala? Typically, it doesn't belong to you. And there's a Din of Arisa Seichem. Remember, why is there a Din of Matzaschem? There is no real Poskim Matzaschem. The whole Din of Lachem and Matzah is derived with Yerushal from Chala. There's a Din of Arisa Seichem. The dough has to belong to you. So says Tosis, if you have a dough Shel Tevel, it should be potter from a Farshis Chala because it's not Lachem, it's not Arisa Seichem. Why not? Says Tosfos, the answer is the Ma'ir B'shei Sham Chameishes Revoim B'loi Chalka Shel Kohen. Says Tosfos, you're right. If you have exactly 43 and a fifth eggs worth of flour, that's the Shifra for Shkala. If you have 43 and a fifth eggs worth volume of flour, that's flour Shel Tevel, you will not be Chayv in Chal. You know why? Because you don't have a Risei Seichem Shel Lechem that's Chayv in Chal. You have 89% of Chayav Zimchal. 1/10 is going to Levi, and one approximately 100, a little bit more than that, is going to Kohen. You have 87.6% that's yours, and the rest is Kohanim and Levian property. You would tackle be part of Chal. The Rishalmi says that Chayav Zimchal, that means the dough is not 43 and a fifth, it's 100 eggs worth of flour. So you have a dough that Berevach has 43 and a fifth that belongs to you. It's the same mathematical equation that Tosfos made back by the Matz. When we say that Tevel is not yours, it doesn't mean it's intrinsically not yours. It means it's Dilukim Mamon HaShutfin. So therefore, as Mamon HaShutfin, if you're on the dot, you have exactly Kizayis HaMatzah, you're going to fall short. If you're on the dot, you have exactly 43 and a fifth of dough, you're going to fall short. But if you just add up a little bit, add up a notch a little bit, what you're lacking in terms of the shutfus of the Kohen and Levi, you'll make up with extra. So then that's not a chizor of lachem anymore. And that's what the Braisa says in Risham and Yechayev and Chal on Isa Shetav. Yeah.
So maybe this whole thing of Hisaron concept, it should not work. Because the whole idea of Tevel and Truman, it was built into that as part of what lachem is. The whole Tvu'am.
Okay. Hold on. You may be jumping the gun on the next major you say. Maybe. We're going to lead into what you're saying. Okay, hold on. You're almost there. Okay, Mamash, almost there. So we might say, we had a couple of auras on Tosfos. I can't say we had any kashas on Tosfos tonight. We just had auras in each line of Tosfos, each premise of Tosfos. And we had a fascinating raya from Tosfos. Rav Pashas Chal, that seems to be pretty convincing. Is there any way to question this raya? Is this raya so absolutely ironclad raya not? So there's a Rashash. It's a fascinating potential refutation of this raya. Fascinating usage from Rashash. I think that's what you were suggesting. We're going to turn around and ask a very, very strange question. I have a dough. It's not Tevel. I was Mafresh, it was a Nisris. Everything was done Kedas Uchadin. I have a dough. And I'm getting all psyched up already to be Mafresh. I'm sorry, all ready to be Mafresh Chal. So I open up Parsha Shlach, as we remember Mitzvah Parsha. And I read, Reishis Ariso Seichem Chalot Arimu Truma. I'm all excited to be Yaitse, the Mitzvah Farshas Chala. I'm looking at this dough. This is Arisa Seichem. How do you know? It's my, what do you mean? The grain grew in my field. The water came from my well. I made the dough. I'm the baker. It's Arisa Seichem. The whole dover. It's 1,000% Arisa Seichem. Comes to Rosh Hashanah and taps you on the shoulder and says, no, it's not. It's not yours. What? Rabbi, why isn't it mine? Because it's Tevel. What do you mean? It's Tevel. I've offered shrooms and mices already. Who could have? It sounds like a funny kasha. It's Tevel. Why is it Tevel? Yes, you were mafresh shrooms and mices. What were you not mafresh yet? Rabbi said, what were you not mafresh yet? We haven't mafresh challah yet. Dough before hafreshes challah is Tevel. If you eat from a dough that you weren't mafresh challah, that's like eating Tevel. Challah is truma. What truma is to Paris and to Dagon, challah is to a dough. Rishi Sari say challah tarim is truma. So you're not allowed to eat a dough before you mafresh challah from it. It's challah, it's a dough shel Tevel. So catch this one. If it's a dough shel Tevel, and if you hold that you don't own Tevel, so then it's not Lochem. How could there ever be a Mitzvah? Rish Sari Sei Seichem. That's Rosh Hashanah's Kasha. Kasha under Rabbi Yishol. Kasha under Torah. A Kasha under Torah from a Sugin Sukkot Daf Lamed Vav. Daf Lamed Vav. How could there ever be a Mitzvah of Farshas Challah? Every Challah by definition is not a Rish Sei Seichem because it's not Lochem because you don't own it because it's Devil. So the answer is, come on! Hachi Chayver Achamana! The Torah clearly said, yes, it's true that you have to own the Arisa Seichem. It's true, it has to be your Isa. But don't be such a smart aleck and say, well, you don't own it because it's not yours, because it's Tevel. Obviously, the Torah is saying, Afa Bichain, it's called yours. Those are little psach with us in the morning. This is eerily familiar too. A klutz kasha. A guy would say, I'm never over by Rabbi Matzah. You know why? It's not my chametz. You know why? It's also by Noah. So the Torah says, Yishkoech, I also, the Bershom says, I also know the Lomdus, it's also by Noah. Hachi Chivre Chamana, Asan Achaz Kedur Mishusai. The Torah trumps the din of Yisrael Noah being in a Shaloi for Chametz. Says the Rosh Hashanah, the Torah trumps the din of Tevel and says, Tevel is not a poiteh from a Farshas Chala. Because if Tevel would be a poiteh from a Farshas Chala, then you would never have a Chivre Farshas Chala. Because Chala, by definition, is always coming from Isra, that's Tevel. Therefore, the Rosh Hashanah says, just as the din Tevel vis-a-vis Challah, and Isa Tvula L'Challah is not a point of an Arisa Seichem, so too the real din of Tevel, of Dagon, that you weren't Mafreshim and Maises from the grain, is also not a point there. You're right, in Chol Din Yatayre, it could be that in Isa Shel Tevel, it's not called yours. It's very possible it's not called yours. It could be it's not yours, the gami, not on shutfis. It could be it's takana called yours. It's not called shalachem. Could be. But Tevel is the core. Tevel is the exception. Tevel is the yetzim of the klal, like the Rosh Hashanah. Because if you don't say that Tevel is the yetzim of the klal, then ain't the chafar shashal. You never have a far shashal. Every chal ain't the chatevel go to me. That's Rosh Hashanah's dichay of Tosis. Sharp dichay. How come Tosis didn't think of that dichay? Once you see the dichoy, you see it's so obvious. So the Chayyur Taisus will turn around to Rosh Hashanah and say, it's a different Tevel. I mean, it's called it is a Tevel, but just because the Torah is Bechadesh, that Tevel HaTovel Isa is called Lochem, that doesn't mean Tevel HaTovel Tumas and Isis is called Lochem. There are two different kinds of Tevel out there. Every Afresh Eschala is presupposing that the dough is tevel tovel chala. That's what the first chala means. You have an isa that you weren't mafresh chala from. You have to be mafresh chala. So you can't turn around the klutz kasha and say, "Oh, it's not lochem." No, b'hachem chivre rechamana. Just because of b'hachem chivre rechamana by tevel tovel chala doesn't mean the Torah was mechadish. It's called lochem by tevel tovel le trumas and maitres. So therefore, Tosis thought that there's no raya brura to anything from the chiyum versus chala that somehow chala overrides the din of tevel. No, there really is a chisaron of lachem by tevel. By tevel, tevel, tumas and maaseh, taka is a chisaron. So I happen to brisa say in Yerushalmi and maaseh, you have to separate tumas and maaseh, I have to separate chala from tevel. So the answer must be, it's not an objective lachem. It's a shittus tikkun lachem. And for the shittus tikkun lachem, just add on a few more, a couple more cups of flour. So in all the dust settles, Rabbi Isai, Taisa Shita stands, notwithstanding the fact that it's against the Ramban, it's against the Rambam, it's against the Rashi, but Taisas were entitled to their mahalach. And they stick to their position. Rabbi Isai, there's something fascinating that's emanating from this Taisas. Hopefully, Beth Shem will pick up with this next week. What's fascinating from this Taisas is that Tosfos is telling you something about dini mamonos and tevel. Tosfos is telling you that in its heart and soul, tevel is mamon hashutfin. Is that not correct? Is that really how we view tevel? Mamon hashutfin? The kind of levi hashutfin in the tevel? They have a zchus of dini mamonos in the tevel? I haven't even separated the maisis yet. So we have a little bit of work to do on this. So this Tosfos, which is again primarily yield, the Gabi Matzah and Esrig, may shed some light on our general mahalach, our general approach to what tevel is or is not. Hopefully, we'll mention next week. We'll try to put some of the final touches on this. Wish everybody a good night.
It's not, I don't understand that. Didn't Torah Masrut Hashem put it in our pen anyway? The Pasuk itself makes it in my.
What?
The pasuk itself, yeah. Reshit Asa.